All right, good morning, everyone. Like Kara said, and like you've heard multiple times, happy Grandparents' Day. So welcome to Catalyst. My name is Damon, and I have the privilege of getting to share with you guys this morning. So as we begin today's message, I want to give a special appreciation to all the grandparents and all the special elders that are here. So let's all give everyone a round of applause. You have all done so much to help us become the people that we are today, and we thank you for pouring so much into us. So hopefully today's message will be a real blessing to you and that we'll be able to show our appreciation for you. I feel like I say this every month. As you guys know, first Sunday of the month, we have everyone together. We have from the youngest to the oldest, and I feel a blessing that the first Sunday of the month as a church, we get to gather together. So this is my favorite Sunday of the month, the Sunday where we get to all come together and worship as one family. So one of our core values as a church is that we walk together as a multi-generational family. And as I look around, it's such a blessing to me because a lot of my family's here. I've got my in-laws, my mom's here, my nieces and nephews, my family. It's such a blessing that we all get to do this in one place. So I feel very blessed. I love it when we're all together. For our multi-generational services, we've been going through a series. Do you guys know what the series is? Do you remember?
Oh, I know.
Ezra. Anyone Can Cook. So we've been going through this series called Anyone Can Cook, and I have my Anyone Can Cook book. What, Riley?
That's not the Anyone Can Cook book. That's the Bible.
Oh, this is not the Anyone Can Cook book, she said. It's the Bible, which actually it is. It is my Bible. And one of the cool things about the Bibles is it's a story of a bunch of people and how when they encounter God, they do amazing things. And it's with this encounter with God that they are empowered to do some amazing things. So when we read the Bible, we see a bunch of stories of ordinary people like you and me doing some amazing things because they come into an encounter with the living God. So hopefully this morning, this is a time where you can experience an encounter with a living God. To all the grandparents out there, I wanted to say something. We're going through this series called Anyone Can Cook. All the grandparents, guess what? You cook!
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Whoa, whoa,
whoa. Whoa, that's kind of loud.
Chad, you're getting ahead of yourself. I don't think any of the grandparents here know what cook means.
Okay, well, if they don't know what it means to cook, why don't you tell them what it means to cook?
Okay. So cooking is when somebody is doing something good or great. Like when my team won the race yesterday, we were cooking. What's so funny?
Well, you know something that's not cooking? Your voice.
Not again.
Hey,
not again.
Hey, Dylan.
What's that voice? Why does it sound so familiar? Where's it coming from?
Oh, over here. Actually, under here.
Whoa! Hey, Remy, what are you doing here?
I know your dad was just trying to be funny, but when he was joking with you, it reminded me of something that the kids learned at the retreat.
You went to the retreat?
Yeah, I've been hanging out at Uncle Blake's house since the last time when I was at church. And when I heard that he was going to retreat, I wanted to come check it out. It's easy to miss me. I am a rat. When your dad was joking about your voice, if you were mad at him or if he wasn't your dad, you could have easily taken that as him saying that you are not good enough. So I thought this could be a good opportunity to share with the whole church something that the kids learned.
Yes, Dylan, I don't want you to ever think that you're not good enough.
The message that you're not good enough is not true. Remember what 1 Samuel 16:7 says. People judge by outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart. Hey kids, what do we do with things that are not true?
Shred it, shred it, shred it, shred it.
Shred it? Oh, wait. What is this? All right, so we have this, right? Not good enough, right? That's the message that he could have been hearing, right? If I was making a joke, he might have heard that message. He's not good enough. So what do we do? All right, Eliana, why don't you come help me? Eliana, come on. Eliana, come on up. Why don't you help him? Come on. Here, why don't you show everyone what we do with this? When we hear these things, what do we do?
Shred it!
All right, why don't you show us?
Shred it!
Thank you.
Remember, whenever we hear things that are not true about us, we should shred it. Okay, I'm going back to listening to the rest of the message.
All right, thank you, guys. Right, so that could have been the message that Dylan was hearing, right? Sometimes we make jokes, sometimes we try to have fun. I mean, he's my son, I try to have fun with him a little bit, right? The message he could have been hearing was that he's not good enough, right? But is that true? No, that's not true. He's my son, and I love him, whether his team wins the race or whether they come in last, right? And that's how my heart is really for him. But he could have heard it in a different way, but it's not the truth. So what we want to do when we hear things that are not the truth is
shred it,
right? Thank you. So that was actually an unexpected part. I wasn't expecting that to happen. Who expected a rat to come to church today? Not me. I don't know. But I think that's something that actually highlights something that can happen on a day like today. So like I said, today we're going through a series called Anyone Can Cook. And the overarching theme of this series is God can use anyone to do great things when they come into relationship with him. But something else that it says in our Anyone Can Cook book, right, which is my Bible, is that there's an adversary, someone that's trying to keep us from cooking. And one of the ways that he can do that is by telling us lies. So from the very beginning of time, the adversary has been trying to prevent people from experiencing the glory of God and being in a relationship with him by putting things in the way, by telling us lies. So this morning, I believe that God has a special blessing that he wants all of us to receive. As I was preparing for this message about Grandparents' Day, I felt led to start off with the Ten Commandments. So many of you might have various degrees of understanding or various viewpoints on what the Ten Commandments are. So when people think about the Bible, that might be one of the things that they think about, the Ten Commandments. They might think that it's just a bunch of rules and regulations. And so it's really easy for a lot of people to think that the Christian faith is just an invitation to live by more rules, more regulations, more things to do, more obligations for each of us. But I disagree. I disagree with that way of thinking. I've come to know that God is alive and active, and he's inviting us into a relationship with him. Not just a bunch of words on a page, but to a God who wants to speak to us. And I think a lot of people that went to the retreat last week will probably say the same. They were able to experience the God who's alive, active, and speaking to us today. So when we look at the Bible, we can look at it as a collection of writings of people's experiences with the living God, not just words on a page. When people come into relationship with God, that's when we find out that anyone can cook. So may this morning be an introduction for you to the God who is alive and active in our life today. So where do we find the Ten Commandments? We find it in Exodus chapter 20. And there was one particular that I felt like we should start off with today, because I think it's very appropriate since today is Grandparents' Day, and that's Exodus 20:12. Exodus 20:12 says this, "Honor your father and mother so that you may live long in the land the Lord your God is giving you." Honor your father and mother. How many times have you kids heard your parents use that for you? You guys need to listen because you need to honor your mother and father. Okay. But one of the cool things about this verse and about the Ten Commandments in particular is that Moses wasn't just talking to the kids. He was talking to the whole congregation, to everyone, right? So he was talking to people like me that have kids of my own and who have parents. Right? So he wants me to honor my parents in the same way that he wants my kids to honor me. So today I felt like we wanted to look at what does it mean and what does it look like to honor people? Because we want to honor all of the special people in our lives, all the special elders in our lives. So there are three things that I felt came to mind as I wanted to talk about honoring people. And we're going to have a few people come up and share as we look at what it looks like to honor. So the first thing that I felt like was on my heart in terms of what it looks like to honor someone is to listen and obey. Yeah, that's probably how you guys have looked at this verse, right? You need to listen and obey to your parents, right? So that's the pretty standard, normal way that people look at this verse. Listen and obey to your parents, right? It's a commandment from God. You need to listen and obey me. But I have a little video, something that I felt was a very special time for me and one of my kids, and actually someone else that's in this room today. It was a very special time, and I think it gives a different picture of what it looks like to listen and obey when we understand the heart of the person that we're listening and obeying to. Okay? So let's show the video.
Wait, what do you say first?
Are you ready, Uncle Ben?
Yes, I'm ready, Chris. Oops, shit, my glasses.
Okay. So that was a very special time for me, and I remember that memory very fondly of that time. But what I want us to look at was, right, Karis, when she was little, right now she's big, but when she was little, she was learning how to jump in the pool, right? And Uncle Glenn, who's a very special elder in our lives, and even more so now that he's my sister's father-in-law, but this was even before that was even a thought. He was already a special elder in our life, but he was trying to teach Karis how the right way to jump into the pool, right? And so one of the things that he said is, you always need to make sure that the person that you're jumping to is ready, right? But she was so excited. She was so excited. She just wanted to jump right in, right? So she did her eeny, meeny, miny, moe, and then she was ready to jump in. And he said, hold on, wait, remember you need to ask if I'm ready, right? So she stopped, she asked. He said he was ready, and she jumped in, right? So a lot of people might say, oh, that's just more rules, more things to do. It's restrictive. We should let them have freedom, right? That's just a bunch of rules. But Karis knew Uncle Glenn's heart for her, that he wanted her to have joy and be able to experience jumping in, but he also wanted her to be safe. Because he knew, right, if she wasn't ready and she jumped in, what could happen? She could drown. She could hurt herself. So he wanted to make sure that she knew and he knew that they were both ready for this experience of joy together. It was his heart that she experienced joy. So the rules were there for her to experience joy. It wasn't just him trying to control her, him trying to make sure that she does it his way, but it was so that she could experience the most joy. And so when we look at some of the things in the Bible, that's how I feel like the Lord wants us to look at it. Some of these things that he says in the Bible, such as the Ten Commandments, it's for our joy. It's for our joy. And he knows that when we stray outside of certain things, that we're not going to be able to experience the fullness of the joy that he has for us. So knowing the heart of the person that's giving the rules, it changes a lot. It changes a lot. Because then we're listening and obeying because we know that person's heart and that heart for us. And so for Karis, that was just one time, but it was like half an hour of over and over and over of doing that. And it was just brought so much joy to both of us. I think you'll say the same thing. That's a really fond memory for me. And I just really appreciate that time and his heart for my daughter. So one of the things that happens for us, like I said, is that there is an adversary and he tries to tell us lies, right? So John 10:10 says this, the thief's purpose is to steal, kill, and destroy. My purpose is to give them a rich and satisfying life, right? So sometimes we can look at these things like the Ten Commandments and think, that's restrictive. God is trying to limit our freedom. He wants to show that he's the boss. But this is the heart of God for us, that we have a rich and satisfying life. In a similar way, the Uncle Glenn wanted Karis to have as much joy as possible. That's why he kept going for like 30 minutes straight. They kept jumping in the pool. And it was such a time of laughter and fun. That was his heart. And I believe that's God's heart for us too, that we have a rich and satisfying life. And that's what the Bible says. God wants us to have a rich and satisfying life. Okay, so the second thing, right, the first part, way to honor people, is listen and obey. The second thing that I felt was on my heart, talking about honoring and obeying, how to honor people, is to remember, acknowledge, and raise up. So I asked one of our youth to come and share about his grandparents so that we can remember, acknowledge, and raise up their role in our life. So Ezra, can you come on up?
Hi, everyone. Today I'm going to be sharing how my grandparents point me to God and show me who he is. My papa always shares the good news with anyone he meets. For example, one time he and I were in the In-N-Out drive-thru, and when the worker handed us our food, papa gave him a lifesaver mitt and told him, "This is called a lifesaver, but the real lifesaver is Jesus." When he does this, it gives me confidence that I can also share the good news with other people. My grandma does a lot for God behind the scenes, like praying for people and spending time with God. One example of this is when I'm at their house in the morning, I see her reading devotionals and her Bible. My grandparents are great examples for me and everyone around them, and they've done so much for me and my family.
Right, so we want to honor and acknowledge all the grandparents and special elders in here. Thank you. Thank you for the ways that you show us how special we are. Thank you for all the ways that you show us about God and who he is. Thank you for all the ways that you've poured into us. Like I said before, we aren't here without you. So thank you for the ways that you guys speak into our lives. Okay, we want to remember, acknowledge, and raise that up. We want to honor you this morning. So the third way, which I have to tell my kids all the time, is that when people imitate you, it's because they like you, right? So I have to tell that to Karis all the time, because Riley tries to do what Karis does, and I tell her, it's because she likes you. It's because she likes you, because imitation is a form of flattery. So one of the ways that we can honor people is we can imitate them. So Riley's going to come up right now, and she has a special story that she wants to share about her grandpa. Come on.
Check, check. When I think about my grandpa, one of the first things that comes to mind are my Mentos gum. Whenever he would see me, he would always give me a box of gum. Even though I saw him multiple days in a row, he knew how much I liked them, even though he knew that I still had a box that he gave me the day before. He would give me a new one. Every time I chewed that gum, it reminded me of my grandpa and how he thought I was special and how much he cared about me. I'm going to miss my grandpa so much, but I know he loved me, and whenever I have the piece of gum, it's going to remind me that I'm loved and he is here with me.
Okay, thanks, Riley. So I said a way to honor people is to imitate them. Okay. John 5:19 says, Jesus gave them this answer, "Very truly, truly I tell you, the Son can do nothing by himself. He can only do what he sees the Father doing, because whatever the Father does, the Son also does." Riley said that when she got the Mentos gum and when she chews that Mentos gum, it's a reminder to her that my dad thought she was special. And so each time that she chewed it, it's just a memory for her. So, like I said, imitation is a way that we can honor people. So I actually have something that I brought for everybody, or for all of our special guests and elders in here. I have a bunch of boxes of similar Mentos gum. Because the Son can only do what he sees the Father doing. And I saw my dad give Riley probably a ton of boxes of these. Right? Okay, container. My sister is correcting me like normal. Containers, not boxes. They're containers of gum. Right? So in a few minutes, I'm going to ask all the kids in the front to deliver these containers of gum to all of our special elders and grandparents here. So each time that you guys take this out, each time that you chew a piece of gum, can you remember In a similar way that my dad wanted Riley to remember how special she was and how much he cared about her, that there's a God who loves you and who cares about you. And there's a way that he showed this. There's a way that he showed this. So Abby, can you come on up? Abby, can you come on up? Abby has something that she wants to share. The way that God showed us that he loves us is this.
For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. For God sent his son to the world, not to judge the world, but to save the world through him.
Thank you, Abby. So like I said, we want to honor each of you for the role that you have in our lives. And we want you to leave with a memory of a God who loves you. So each time, as these kids pass it out and you guys take or chew a piece of gum, may you remember that there's a God who's alive, who's active, and he wants you to know how much he loves you. And so this past weekend, we had a retreat, and man, it was amazing. It was amazing. And a lot of the people that went on this retreat were able to experience not just self-help talking, not just someone giving messages, but they were able to experience a living God who is speaking directly to them. So, you know, in a few minutes, we're going to be going to lunch. There's plenty of people in this room that were able to experience that at the retreat. So if today's message about living God, who's that? I've never experienced a living God. Talk to someone that went to the retreat. Have them share about their experience with the living God. Not just a bunch of rules, not just a bunch of words on page, but a God who's alive, who's active, who's speaking today. And I'm sure people would love to share with you. But as we close and as the kids pass these out, I just want you to remember as you take it that there's a God who loves you, and he showed it through his son Jesus. And really, that's something that I knew was dear to my dad's heart, too. He wanted to show people who Jesus really was. So thank you. I'm gonna close with a word of prayer, and then I'm going to have all the kids come up as we have the worship team come up, and then you guys can pass them out to all of our special guests this morning. So let's close with a word of prayer. God, we thank you that you are a God who's alive and active and wants to have a relationship with us. It's not just you want us to follow rules. You don't just want us to read words on page, but you want to speak to us. You want us to experience who you are, and you want us to experience your presence. So God, I just want to introduce all of these people to you this morning. That you are speaking, you are living today, and your son Jesus is alive today. So we thank you. Thank you for showing us how much you love us. Thank you for showing us that when we are in relationship with you, that you can make us cook too. Just ordinary people, you can make us cook too. So we thank you, and may each time that people chew this gum, may they remember that you love them. So thank you, Jesus. Amen.